broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
Yeah, well, hello, everybody. Happy impeachment day number two. Jeez, Alou. I hope you guys got a good rest. I've never slept so so peacefully in all of my life as I did last night. I was watching the impeachment proceedings, the trial underway in the Senate. And folks, I got to be honest with you, I was out like a light. I mean, it was like watching Lawrence Welk on PBS. I was gone and did not wake up until the wee hours of the morning. And I suspect a lot of you were probably in the same boat that I was, just watching the droning and the constant posturing by shifty Adam Schiff and the Democrats, who have clearly been racked by a horrible case of syphilis. So anyway, we've got a lot going on today, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to get to all of it. We have assembled an all-star cast of characters to join us over the next 3 hours as we go through the impeachment trial, and we set the record straight. If you can't handle the truth, you do not need to listen to this radio program today. I'm just telling you right here, right now. Go ahead, write down our telephone number. You are going to need this. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, look, yesterday on the program, I encouraged you to pick up the telephone, stop whatever you were doing, and contact your senator in Washington, D.C. And you needed to send your senator a message. And the message is very clear. No witnesses, just get this thing over with, because it's a sham, an absolute sham. And I've got to tell you, yesterday, you guys delivered. And the impact of your telephone calls is quite extraordinary, because as it now stands, the Republicans, including the rhinos, we're talking about Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, among others, are holding the line. They are not siding with the Democrats. Now, keep in mind, all the Democrats need to open the Pandora's box of witnesses is four Republican senators. That's all they need, four. That's the magic number. Now, last night, Senator Chris Collins said, you know what? We don't have it. We don't have the numbers. We do not have four Republican senators willing to join us. And that is a big deal, folks, a huge deal, and that's because of you, the listeners of this radio program. You did that. Not any of the talking heads on television, not your friendly neighborhood host. That is on you. And well done. But we've got to keep the pressure up every single day. That ought to be the routine. You call the Capitol. You again, it doesn't matter if you called once, you call every single day. We've got to hold their feet to the fire, folks. Because these rhinos, their radar, they have no internal radar or mapping system. So instead of veering to the right, they veer to the left, these rhinos. And we've got to make sure they stay on the straight and narrow. That's what we have to do. So every single day, you've got to get up. You've got to call Washington, D.C. You've got to send an email. Let your elected leaders know where you stand on this. We are in a very peculiar time in American history. And I'm standing with the president. I've had a chance to read the transcripts. I've seen no quid pro quo there. I've seen no laws that were broken. We've had some very learned people, scholars on this program, tell us the exact same thing. This is an attempt to overthrow this president. They are actually colluding. The Democrats are colluding to fix the 2020 presidential election. And we can't stand by and let those charges, let those accusations go unanswered. You know, Sean Hannity was talking about this on Fox News Channel just the other night. But you've got to know this. We've got to hold these people accountable, and we've got to get these Republicans in line. And I am curious to know how your elected leaders are behaving on this. Many of you have called, and we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear what your elected leaders are telling you. Play cut number 7, please.
Your elected senators must not capitulate, lend legitimacy to the demands of a compromised, in this specific case, congenital liar. He's been lying to us for 3 years, Adam Schiff, and the rest of his malignant House managers. That's because this is a baseless impeachment. It has been politically motivated with a hunt from the very beginning.
It's true. And Hannity is absolutely right here. So I know a lot of you are very busy, but we've got to do this. And it's sad to say that we have to do this, but the fact of the matter is, when we elect Republicans, they have a bad habit of siding with the Democrats, and we cannot allow any Republicans to collude with the Democrats on this. Cut number 8, please.
American people, you need to know this. It is not your Republican senator's job to bolster what are pathetically weak articles of impeachment from the House. It is not your senator's duty to call witnesses that the House didn't even subpoena. It is not your representative's responsibility to investigate evidence the House neglected to examine. There are no do-overs. The Senate doesn't get to take on the constitutional role of the House.
So here we are, and proceedings about to get underway again. I think they were up till 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. And the Chief Justice, John Roberts, at one point had to intervene. There was a lot of shouting back and forth at each other. I don't know. I was sleeping through all of it. Did you watch any of this, folks? Have you watched any of the impeachment trial? Has it impacted you one way or the other? Has your opinion changed one way or the other? I mean, there are some conservatives out there who are really nervous about all of this. I don't feel nervous. I think the American people get it. And the reason why is I live among the, and I walk among the average American people. You know, I hear, and people are just, the folks I know are just not engaged. They're not tuning in. But Tucker Carlson is, he's going through something. I don't know what it is. But whatever he's going through, he's sort of going through it on the air, and he's forcing his viewers to go through this, whatever it is. I don't know if it's not a midlife political crisis. I don't know. That's not what it is. But Tucker seems really concerned about the 2020 presidential election. And I want to play this audio for you, and then I'll give you my analysis. Cut number 5, please.
Republicans are starting to think that victory is assured, and that's a mistake. America remains as divided as it was 3 years ago. So no matter what happens, nobody is going to win this election in a national landslide. Those don't happen anymore. Trump could lose. Will he lose? Well, that depends entirely on what he runs on.
And he goes on to talk about the economy, which is humming like a finely tuned engine these days. Cut number 6.
The big numbers, unemployment and inflation, to name two, tell one story, and it's a good story. But dig a little deeper. A Pew poll from this fall provides a glimpse of what is actually happening in a lot of parts of the country. In that survey, 56% of Americans said the economy was excellent or good, and that's good news. But then there was this. Only 31% said the economy was helping them and their families. Just 32% thought the current economy was helping the middle class. 58% thought the opposite. Among lower-income Republicans, 47% said economic conditions were hurting them. Just 30% said they were helping. Now, keep in mind, these aren't sociology professors from the Oberlin Faculty Lounge. This is the president's core. It's his base. Why do they feel that way? It's not personal. It's just really simple. For a lot of middle-class people, wages are not keeping pace with expenses. Childcare, housing, education, healthcare, they're all getting more expensive by the year.
So, I just don't see that. But then again, maybe there are some people out there who do feel that way. I mean, what Do you share those concerns that Tucker Carlson had? Are you hearing from the people that you live with, that you go to church with? Are you hearing them express those concerns that maybe the economy is not being as fruitful, as bountiful for many in the middle class? I'd like to hear from you, and I'd like to have a conversation about this, because clearly Tucker is very, very alarmed that that the president could lose. Lose to Bernie Sanders? Really? Lose to Hiawatha? Really? Is that? I just don't see that. But maybe you do. Look, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up just a little bit, our good friend Congressman Mike Johnson's going to be here. Congressman Andy Biggs, Chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Diamond and Silk. And that's just, folks, that's the tip of the iceberg. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
So Newsbusters reporting this news that apparently a lot of conservative organizations, conservative websites were broadcasting the impeachment trial live on YouTube, and YouTube has they've shut them down. And I wish I could tell you I was surprised by this, but it's not much of a surprise. Fox News Channel, by the way, they'll be broadcasting at One America News as well. But a good many of these conservative websites have been told by YouTube that broadcasting the impeachment trial was a violation of YouTube's community standards. So who knew they had standards? Have you seen some of the videos that are on YouTube? It is what it is. So we'll keep you posted on that. By the way, a lot of people have been wondering. There was a crazy story up at Red State. Steve Cortez was one of those guys. He and Jeffrey Lord, a couple of the rock solid conservatives that were over on a CNN, and they would show up and they would do battle with the Democrats. It would be like, 8-1. But I got to tell you, Cortez and Jeffrey Lord, they held their own against these guys. Well, anyway, Cortez, he hasn't been seen for ages. And so finally somebody said, what the heck happened to Steve Cortez? Why isn't he on CNN, the most profane name in news? I mean, they put just about everybody else up on that channel. I mean, Anderson Cooper, the kinky, foul-mouthed anchor there, who was doing all sorts of inappropriate stuff on New Year's Eve on the channel, by the way. That's okay. Little Donnie Lemon, who likes to cavort about at bars in the Hamptons, and that's all we can say about that, allegedly. And then you got Fredo. So I mean, their debauchery is permissible. But you've got Steve Cortez, and he went out there and he got himself in trouble. And so Cortez is finally coming out and saying, hey, look, I got booted off of CNN, and I want to explain why. So he was on a radio show, and he was talking about this. Then he was, I think last night he was on the channel with Laura Ingraham. Steve Cortez says the reason why he got booted off of CNN, the most profane name in news, is because he called them out over the Charlottesville rally video and this lie that's been perpetrated that the president called the neo-Nazis very fine people. And he called them out, and rightfully so. I mean, there's video. I mean, it's everybody knows what was said, but CNN and MSNBC and all these other folks, they want to misrepresent what the president said. And so Steve Cortez finally had enough, and he kept bringing it up, and CNN gave him the heave-ho. And again, not a surprise, but you need to understand what's going on here, folks. I mean, the fix is in. This is some pretty nefarious stuff going down. But I am curious, when you look at what's happening on CNN and MSNBC, when you see that social media is beginning to censor and shut down conservative commentary, does that give you pause? Does this make you wonder, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe it is possible that the president may have a hard time getting reelected? So I don't think so. Personally, I don't think so. I believe the president's going to win, and I think it's going to be a big win. I have said a landslide, and I know Tucker Carlson says there's no such thing as landslides anymore, but I don't know. I think there just might be. But when you do look at some of the ways that the left can actually sabotage the election, I guess maybe you have to step back a little bit and go, huh, well, could be. Just think about this for a moment. Where do you get most of your information? Just be honest. I mean, be honest with yourself. Where do you get most of your news and information? Now, I suspect that if many of us were being honest, we would say social media, whether it be Twitter or Facebook, Instagram, probably not so much. But I would say this audience, most of you guys get your information from one of two places, either Twitter or Facebook, by and large. And then over at, I don't know, FoxNews.com. And I know that because FoxNews.com is the giant elephant in the room here. I mean, when they are like the gorilla of conservative media. I mean, if you are a conservative, you are getting your news from pretty much three places at that point: Facebook, Twitter, and Fox News. But here's the question I need to ask you. How do you know the people writing that news are in fact conservative, or are in fact going to be fair and balanced in the way they present the news to you? I mean, I can tell you right now, ToddStarnes.com, our staff, and we have some great, a great trained professional staff. We have a former AP Associated Press editor who's a rock solid conservative. We have a former journalism professor who's a rock solid conservative. We have reporters who are rock solid conservatives. I can tell you this much. The news you're getting at ToddStarnes.com is rock solid conservative, written by conservatives. You can't say that about other places. And I mean any other place. But this issue with social media does concern me. Yeah, sure, you can go to Fox News anytime you want to. You can go to ToddStarnes.com anytime you want to. You can get your news there. And I would say that I believe ToddStarnes.com to be more conservative and certainly faith-friendly. But what happens if you get your news mostly from Facebook and Twitter? Because I'm telling you, for the past 11 days now, Our page, we've been in Facebook jail. I mean, we've been targeted. We used to have, last week, 1 million people, or 2 weeks ago, 1 million people, 1 million people a week would be on our page. Now, we're down 88% and dropping. So, I don't know, maybe Tucker's got a point there. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hey, by the way, now is a great time to sign up for the 2020 Todd Starnes Fall Getaway. We're going to spend 3 great days at the Billy Graham Training Center in North Carolina, just a couple of weeks before the big election. It's going to be an incredible weekend with fellow conservatives and fellow Christians from around the country. And we would love for you to join us. If you'd like information, all you have to do, go to the website, ToddStarnes.com. That's ToddStarnes.com, and check out the events tab at the very top of the page. I want to go right now to our newsmaker line. Great American from Louisiana's 4th Congressional District, Congressman Mike Johnson joins us. Hey, Congressman, how's it going today?
Hey, Todd, it's going pretty well in spite of the charade that the country's having to endure over in the Senate.
I have to tell you, there is you have on your Twitter page, you've pinned something you wrote back in December, and I think it's just it's absolutely correct here. You say Democrats are pursuing their hatred for President Trump atop the ruins of our public liberty.
Yeah, I don't think that's hyperbole, Todd. I don't think it's overstatement. I think that's what is happening right now. I mean, what everyone is watching play out in the Senate is a completely unprecedented, very dangerous, unconstitutional impeachment. It's the first time in the history of the Republic, 243 years, where one party has weaponized impeachment and used it to pursue a political vendetta against a president of the opposing party. The founders specifically warned about this. They said, you can never go down that road. You can't open that Pandora's box because you may never be able to close it again. And that's the thing at the end of the day, when all this is over, that I'm not sure the dust is ever going to settle on it. We have a serious problem going forward.
Congressman, you had a chance to see yesterday's proceedings, today about to get underway. Any surprises for you?
No surprises at all. It's so frustrating. I think a lot of the people in the country can now see what we've been so frustrated about on the House side during the last few months. Look, the whole debate over witnesses and documents and all this political theater that you saw play out yesterday, you have to understand, everybody needs to understand, that is completely premature, okay? I'm a constitutional law attorney. I litigated constitutional law cases in the federal courts for 20 years before I got to Congress. I agree with what Professor Dershowitz said and has been saying the last couple of days and what he'll be arguing on the Senate floor on Friday, and that is that you don't get to those issues until the first threshold issue is decided, and that is the Senate has a constitutional duty in our system to decide if there is an impeachment case that's legitimate at all. And they don't have one here, Todd. And you and I have talked about, you said several times on your show last several weeks, these two articles of impeachment are not impeachable offenses. Abuse of Congress is amorphous. Obstruction of Congress is a joke, the way they did it. So they don't have a legitimate impeachment, and the Senate, I think, needs to find that. If they do appropriately, they'll never get to the witnesses and documents issue.
And again, one of the reasons why we're calling it a sham, Congressman, is the fact that witnesses were not allowed to be called in the House impeachment hearings. That did not happen. So this is a, you know, the Democrats, they had already convicted him before they sent this off to the Senate. And now here we are.
Exactly right. I just had a debate with Ari Melber on MSNBC about this, and he wanted me to correct my colleague, Pat Cipollone, who argued in the Senate yesterday that Republicans never got to see all of the supposed evidence that was gathered in those super secret hearings in the basement that Adam Schiff presided over. He wanted me to correct him. I said, I will not correct him. I'm going to affirm him because Pat Cipollone was absolutely right. And Ari challenged me. He said, how could you say that? You know, I said, here's how I can say it. I am the ranking member on the Constitution Subcommittee of the House Judiciary Committee. Why is that important? Because my committee is the only one that has jurisdiction over impeachment, over that matter. As we are talking right now, Todd, you and I have never been able to see all of these records and documents and supposed evidence they gathered in the basement, even though I had that high rank on the most important committee, because Adam Schiff wanted to cherry pick what he released. He wanted to pursue his narrative and put out things out of context. And that's the problem. So most of the Republicans in the House never got to see any of that before we were called to vote on it. And most of the Democrats didn't either. And that's a really important point that we can't lose sight of.
Got to tell you, Adam Schiff, he's no Matlock.
Yeah. He grew up in California and he wanted to be a screenwriter. And so this whole thing, I mean, we've sort of been tongue in cheek kind of mocking him. He wanted to create a movie script. It's not going his way. If this thing was released, no one would go see it and he would lose big money on it.
What do you make of George Conway? This is the headline on Mediaite. Conway was on CNN, says that the president's attorneys are treating the Senate like they're morons.
Look, George Conway is treating the country like we're morons. He is so desperate to get attention. It's really sad what it's become. But poor Kellyanne. I don't know how they have dinner together. It's an interesting dynamic there. But he's out to get the president. He was a never-Trumper from the beginning, and it's just gotten really vitriolic. He's spending loads of money running ads against the president right now, and that's going to backfire on him. It's just sad to see it come to that.
So how long do you anticipate this lasting, and do you believe that the Democrats are going to find four Republicans to side with them when it comes to witnesses?
I don't think they will, for the reason that we were talking a moment ago, that I think that once this is presented, once Professor Dershowitz makes the constitutional arguments, which is currently scheduled for Friday, but we'll see, it may be early next week, I think they'll understand that those threshold issues, the necessary threshold to have an impeachment, has not been met. When the founders, the framers of the Constitution, put the language in the Constitution itself, they said it has to be treason or bribery or another high crime or misdemeanor. And if you go back and look, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but if you look at the history, what was intended, what was meant by that, is they wanted to have a different system than the British parliamentary process, because in parliament you can remove the prime minister by a majority vote. They didn't want that. They wanted separation of powers, and so they didn't want the legislative branch to be able to take out an executive, a president, just because they don't like him. And that's what the Democrats are doing here, and that's why all of this is a charade. And that's why I think as soon as these cases are presented and the questions are asked by the Senate, I think they'll dispense with the case pretty quickly.
Congressman, real quick before we have to let you go, what are you hearing from back home? Because I don't think the average American is watching any of this stuff.
The average American is fed up with it. And I come from Louisiana. When I'm back in the district, and I was all through the weekend, that every single person I talked to, regardless of party, said enough already. We already know the outcome. Get on with it. Get the Congress to do its work. And that is the great tragedy, because we haven't been able to do it because Pelosi and company have literally shut down the progress of the Congress and all these important issues for this impeachment quest. And hopefully, by God's grace, we can get back to governing again very soon.
Well, let's hope so. All right, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. I appreciate you and the great work you guys are doing.
Thank you, my friend. Talk to you soon.
All right. Congressman Mike Johnson, good guy right there, ladies and gentlemen. And I think he's right. I think that the people are fed up. Are you fed up? Are you ready just to move on?
Are you ready to
actually do what they said they were going to do when they got elected? Are you ready? Are you through with all of this stuff, folks? Because I'm just, and again, I'm going to be shocked to see the numbers here. When they come out, and we should get those any minute now from last night's primetime cable news coverage. And I'm very curious to see if there was any kind of a massive groundswell of viewership, or if people, maybe they just tuned in and they dropped out, because I've never seen anything so incredibly boring. But I will say this, the president's attorneys, wow, Jay Sekulow, smacked around Adam Schiff. Smacked the bullshit right out of him. Never seen anything like it. 844-747-8868. It is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to take a break. Andy Biggs, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, coming up next.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Coming up a little bit later on, our good friends Diamond and Silk are going to be here. Also, Matt Schlapp from American Conservative Union. But right now, I want to go to the newsmaker line. We have a huge guest with us, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Andy Biggs. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Great as always to be with you, Todd.
Hey, I want to get your take here. We just had Congressman Mike Johnson on with us. Any surprises, anything that gave you pause from last night's impeachment trial?
Well, you know, Todd, they basically regurgitated everything that they ran through the House, and then they managed to do that, rerun that through the blender probably 7-8 times yesterday. It was the only two surprises, I would say, was number one, how totally tedious it was. They managed to make that absolutely must turn off TV, number one. And then number two is the sheer chutzpah of Adam Schiff to say at one point, I kind of wrote it down, I don't know if I got it exactly right, but it's pretty close to this, when he said, you know, if you tell a misstatement over and over again, it still doesn't make it true. And I thought, here is, you know, somebody who can't tell you the truth, who just told you the one statement of truth I think I've ever heard from the guy. And that's true. And the Democrats can keep telling you these fabrications over and over again. It's still going to be the same thing. It's going to be this ephemeral vacuum of information and evidence and criminal conduct. So it was a total fail, I thought, on their part.
Meanwhile, Congressman, and I know this is an issue that is huge for you, being from Arizona, Congress isn't dealing with the bigger issues facing the country, specifically securing that southern border. We're looking at so many stories. We just a couple of days ago, we told the story of the elderly woman who was strangled by an illegal who was let go here in New York City when he should have been held for ICE. These are the big issues we ought to be talking about.
No, you are exactly right, Todd. I mean, on the immigration front, we are down from 150,000 border cross apprehensions last May to about 40,000 in December. Now think about that. You say, oh boy, that's significant progress. But the normal is about 12,000 on a monthly basis. And we have cities also letting, like you say, in New York and other cities, over 100 of them, that refuse to give criminal, illegal aliens over to ICE who should be deported. You got Joe Biden saying, I don't know if you heard this story, Joe Biden said yesterday he doesn't consider a DUI an offense for which a person should be turned over to ICE for deportation. Now, tell that to some of the people in my district who were killed by DUI illegal alien drivers. And we're talking instead about some guy named Mr. Z and Luck Pernas. You know, it's an amazing, incredible deafness of what this country needs right now on the part of the Democrats.
No, you're absolutely right there, Congressman. And look, I've been calling what's been happening an invasion, and I came under attack by the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. They actually went to Fox News and said, you've got to fire this guy. It's just unbelievable, these people.
Yeah, you know, and Todd, think of it this way. In what other country would 40,000 people crossing your border illegally that you catch and known getaways, last year were 250,000, but unknown getaways, we estimate to be at least one for one. That is an invasion. And the president's got help from Mexico and actually Honduras and Guatemala and El Salvador ostensibly trying to help us now too. But more than 80 countries this fiscal year alone have been represented amongst the people who we've caught crossing our border. More than 80 countries. Last year, 144 nations, different nations represented crossing our border.
Congressman, I want to ask you about your back in the district. We asked Congressman Johnson this question. Are they talking about impeachment trial? Are they watching this thing, or are they engaged in other things?
Well, they're interested in it. They kind of watch a little bit here and there, but mostly they're sick of it. And I have a lot of people, including some of my Democrat friends in the district, who are just flat out ticked off because of what you and I were talking about earlier, this basically disregard of other issues in this country to pursue a president that has given us a great economy, did nothing wrong. And they're really tired of it. They're worn out. They're worn out.
I know you've got Pelosi and some of the Democrats saying, well, we may impeach this president again. I just think that's a death nail. Are they really that stupid?
Yeah. Well, only time will tell. But I look, you're right. I mean, Jerry Nadler has already said if he doesn't get witnesses in the Senate, that the Judiciary Committee, and I sit on that committee with Congressman Johnson, that we're going to start bringing in the witnesses that they wanted to bring in into the Judiciary Committee. To keep this charade going on. And I it shows an absolute political tone deafness that I wouldn't have thought Nancy Pelosi had, to be honest with you.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, look, we've got to leave it there, Congressman. As always, we appreciate you, and we appreciate the great work the House Freedom Caucus is doing.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for the work you're doing. Great new book. Congratulations on your new book. And it's always good being with you.
Thank you. All right, Congressman Andy Biggs, ladies and gentlemen. That book, by the way, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. You really should get a book and get a copy or two. It'll definitely trigger the New York Times bestsellers list crowd. I can promise you that for sure. All right, you know what we're going to do? We've got to give away some stuff. I told you yesterday that we were going to give away some prizes today, and we were going to share some trivia questions with you. You know, it's been very cold across parts of the Deep South. I got a text message from Uncle Jerry back in North Mississippi, right outside of Memphis, and said, Todd, we have frost on the pork butt down here. It's not good. That's a bad thing. When you got frost on the pork butt, you know it's cold in the Deep South. But there's a bigger problem down in Florida. And it's so cold that that something has been falling out of the trees, and it's really freaking people out. It's many people think it's a sign of the apocalypse. I do not know. I cannot go that far, but I can tell you it is a bit unusual what is falling out of the trees in the state of Florida. And we need to know, what is it? What is it that has that's been falling out of the trees in Florida as a result of the very cold temperatures? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Call screener Avery is standing by to take your calls, and we'll take those calls right after the top of the hour news. Caleb, you know what I'm talking about here?
I'm not terribly familiar with it.
Okay. You should. It's frightening. I will say this. It will put the fear of the Lord in you. That's all I will say. And we'll post some video after we get the trivia question answered over at toddstarnes.com. But speaking of that, years ago, my dad, because you never know what's going to fall out of a tree. Years ago, my dad was out fishing. He was a big. They love to go fish for crappie or crappy, depending on where you live. It's the same fish, just different pronunciation. Except you really never want to have crappy crappie. That's never good. But you can have crappy, you can have crappy. It's good. Good crappy is good. Anyway, he was a fishing with my grandfather under a tree. Snake fell into the boat. I'll have to continue that story after the break. All right, folks, we do have to take a break for the news. Coming up, David Barton, Diamond and Silk. Whole lot of fun. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.